Morning Watch, Crystallization Study of 1 and 2 Kings, Week 5. Natural Ability versus the Resurrected Ability of the Maturity of Life for the Building Up of the Church as the Organic Body of Christ. Wednesday Related Verses. Philippians chapter 3, verse 3. For we are the circumcision, the ones who serve by the Spirit of God and boast in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 9. Indeed, we ourselves had the response of death in ourselves, that we should not base our confidence on ourselves, but on God, who raises the dead. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us be brought on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. Colossians chapter 1, verses 28 and 29, whom we announce, admonishing every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man full grown in Christ. For which also I labor, struggling according to his operation, which operates in me in power. Philippians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. I pursue toward the goal for the prize to which God in Christ Jesus has called me upward. Let us therefore, as many as are full grown, have this mind, and if anything you are otherwise minded, this also God will reveal to you. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. But a soulish man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and he is not able to know them because they are discerned spiritually. But the spiritual man discerns all things, but he himself is discerned by no one. Related reading. Under the light of the spiritual life, we can see that Solomon was a wise man, but not a spiritual one, a man of capability, not one of life, a man whose wisdom was a gift, not a measure of life. The careers he accomplished were evidences of his capacity from the God-given gift of wisdom, not manifestations of the ability of the maturity of life. In the Lord's recovery, we should first take care of life, then, to some extent and in a certain sense, we need capability. In the church, our capability should be the manifestation of the maturity of life. Capability apart from life is like a snake poisoning the church. Life is like a dove supplying the church with life. Instead of being today's Solomon, we should be doves with the proper measure of life. Natural capability, unless broken, is a hindrance to God. It must be broken. It must pass through death and be resurrected. Those who are usable in the hand of God are those who are capable, yet whose capability has been broken. The dealing of the cross always brings in resurrection. The more one's capabilities are dealt with by the cross, the more capable one becomes. The more one's wisdom is dealt with by the cross, the wiser one becomes. Furthermore, this capability and wisdom are in resurrection. How can we differentiate natural ability from resurrected ability? There are 7 points of comparison. First, all natural ability is selfish, and all its schemes and devices are for the sake of self. Fourth, all natural ability contains pride and makes oneself feel capable, thereby resulting in boasting and self-glorification. Seventh, all natural ability does not rely on God and does not have to rely on God, but relies wholly upon self. Resurrected ability is exactly the opposite. First, all ability that has been broken and resurrected is not for self. Neither does it contain any element of self. Second, all resurrected ability is devoid of the flesh. Third, resurrected ability does not scheme. Fourth, resurrected ability is not proud, nor does it boast in itself. Fifth, resurrected ability is controlled by the Holy Spirit and does not dare to act according to its wishes. Sixth, resurrected ability is for the will of God. Seventh, resurrected ability relies upon God and does not dare to act according to self, though truly able and capable. Since we are clear now concerning the difference between natural and resurrected ability, we should examine ourselves in our experience. When we exercise our ability, is it for self or for God? Am I making decisions on my own and acting individually and egocentrically? Or am I able to stand the criticism of others and suffer their opposition? Do I employ schemes or do I look to the grace of God? Do I give glory to God or do I boast and glory in myself? Am I controlled by the Holy Spirit or am I acting as I wish? Do I fulfill my own desires or do I care for the will of God? Do I attempt to achieve the goal by any means or do I commit all things into the hand of God, trusting Him for the outcome? Am I depending solely on my own resources or am I relying upon God with fear and trembling? If we examine ourselves strictly, we will discover that in our living and service, many areas are still in the natural constitution and of the old creation. Therefore, we cannot bring forth fruit of resurrection. Hence, dealing with the natural constitution is the deliverance that we need most.